1981, a regular event here in Dublin City, and certainly very much an expected event in everybody's social calendar. Don't forget, the semi-final is on the 15th of September, and the grand final is on the 22nd of September. We'll be inviting lots of our regular customers along to the final to show you how much we think of you, having a nice big reception, lots of champers and snacks and things like that. So do keep that in mind and keep that date in your diary, the 22nd of September. Very little, as I was saying, that we can add, except to say that we have to meet those pretty ladies tonight. We've 10 girls. Let's meet contestant number one.
Contestant number one is Jacinta O'Keefe. Jacinta is from the North Circular Road. She's a civil servant, and her hobbies include ballroom dancing, skating, reading, and swimming.
There we are, Jacinta. We ask the famous question to the first lady out, always in a competition like this. Are you feeling nervous?
Terrified.
A little bit nervous, Sasha, not to worry. You're a civil servant, and you work in the tax office.
Going to watch yourself. Oh.
Are all your stamps up to date now, yeah? Right, Jacinta, your hobbies include skating, reading, swimming, and ballroom dancing. We'll come to one of them there. Skating. What kind of skating? Roller skating or ice skating?
Both.
You do both. Have you been doing this hobby long?
About a year.
And which do you prefer, ice skating or roller skating?
Roller skating.
What makes you like that more?
Just like the music more.
Right. They don't play music when you're ice skating, do they?
Not much.
None at all. Ballroom dancing. Have you been doing that long since you were small? Or?
Yeah, about 2 years.
Have you won any medals, plaques, trophies, anything like that?
Not competitive dancing, just for pleasure.
Just for your own pleasure. And do you have a regular partner?
No.
You have the boyfriend isn't roped in on that or anything like that?
Doesn't like ballroom.
He doesn't like ballroom dancing, that's fair enough. Reading, Jacinta, what kind of books would you read?
Anything, you know, stories and novels, autobiographies, anything I put hands on.
And how about Mills and Boom, The Rose of Romance?
Occasionally.
Now and again, when you're feeling romantic. Are you a romantic person?
Probably.
Sort of. Right. Jacinta, civil servant, works in the tax office. Watch yourselves tonight, fellas and girls. Any of you may have a job on the sideline doing a few nixers. Don't say anything at all about it. Jacinta O'Keefe, thanks very much and the best of luck to you. There she goes, Jacinta O'Keefe. That's tonight's first contestant. A little bit nervous, of course. The tension is building up there behind the curtain. But now let's meet contestant number two.
Microphone. Our contestant number two is Sheila O'Sullivan. Whoa! Sheila is from Palmerstown. She's a receptionist typist and her hobbies include swimming, dancing, and jogging. No shorts tonight, I'm afraid.
Oh, there we go. Sheila, how are you feeling tonight?
Oh, well, thank you.
What's it like right there?
It's a bit nervous, like, you know, really coming out here.
And how are the girls? Are they okay, or...?
They're all alright, like, just this feeling.
A grand shower, are they?
Oh, yes, very nice.
You're a receptionist typist. What kind of company do you work for?
Carl's, Butcher's, Lucan, you know, I'm in the office doing the accounts and speaking to people and dealing with customers.
And do you enjoy that kind of work?
Oh, I love it very much, like, that's what I want to do, yeah.
And is that all you've worked in? Have you had any previous jobs?
Done a commercial course, and I've only left school there for the last year and a half, so it's okay, like.
You also enjoy swimming and dancing. How often do you do swimming?
I've not been swimming very often, like, but I just go there when I feel like it. And I love Irish dancing because it's a girl, and I've loads of trophies and medals and that. And then disco dancing is one of my hobbies.
Just getting back to the Irish dancing, have you gone in for any international competitions, not just in Ireland?
Yes, I went up to England once and I got the trophy, but I have to be given back like every year. So I love doing it, like, and I'm selected at the moment.
And how about the jogging? I see you're also interested in jogging. Is this to keep the figure in shape?
Yes, I've started that for the last 3 months. And I go every night, like every evening, for about an hour and a half or so, like down by the Phoenix Park and around. And I think it's great, like, for the figure.
I think so too. And how far would you run in an hour and a half every evening?
You do so much, like, say, from Palmerstown, then around Phoenix Park and back, like, and, you know, it's pretty great.
It's a fair old jog, isn't it?
It is, yeah, but you have to get used to it.
And you put on the shorts and the gear and all?
And the jogging suit, so okay.
We must keep an eye out for you. There we go, ladies and gentlemen, contestant number two, Sheila O'Sullivan. And don't forget, give all the girls a nice big round of applause, because encourage them and help that. It's not an easy task getting up on the stage. Martin, if your microphone is working this time, let's meet contestant number three.
You think it's working, Simon?
Oh, I don't know.
It sounds as if it is. Contestant number three, folks, is Monica Kelly.
Right, do you enjoy this kind of work?
I do, yeah. I'm doing it for the past 3 years.
Have you worked at anything else before you work in this line of work?
No, never.
And is that what you'd like to stick with, or is there anything else you'd like to go on and do?
I'd like to go into the airlines eventually.
As an air hostess?
Yeah.
What appeals to you about a job like that?
I think it's the traveling part of it. I'd like to see a bit of the world, you know.
Have you traveled much so far?
Yeah, I have been around.
You've been around a little bit. That's great. You enjoy basketball. What appeals to you about basketball?
I play for a team, Fiat Jet, for the well-known car manufacturers. And I just like it. I've been playing it since I was about 12 years old.
Have you won any competitions?
Well, we play for a league, you know, the League of Ireland, and we've come runners-up in that last year.
And have you picked up a few medals or plaques right there?
Yes, I have.
And you have them on the sideboard at home, have you?
On the piano.
On the piano, I see. You also enjoy... She has a piano. You also enjoy tennis and horse riding. Lawn tennis? Table tennis?
No, just hard court.
Right, chap. How long have you been playing tennis?
Since I was in school.
And do you watch Wimbledon when it's on?
I do, yeah.
You enjoy that?
Yeah.
Horse riding, do you go horse riding much?
I do. Almost every week I go horse riding. I haven't got a horse, but a friend of mine has, and I usually go out on that, you know.
And do you, would you like to own your own horse?
I would, yeah.
Very expensive.
Yes, indeed.
Very expensive. There we go, ladies and gentlemen. Nice talking to you, Antoinette. Contestant number six tonight, Antoinette O'Byrne. There she goes. Don't forget, fellas and girls, nice round of applause for the ladies. Takes a little bit of neck to get out there and do your thing. Right, let's meet contestant number seven.
Contestant number seven is Michelle Costello. Michelle is from Rohini. She's a very talented lady, a singer, and her hobbies obviously include singing, songwriting, and playing the guitar. Music on the brain, huh?
There we go. Right, Michelle, there's only a few girls left there behind you. What sort of goes through your mind when you're sort of ready to come out and waiting to come out? What sort of things do you think about?
Well, I know when I was in there, all the girls were saying, what am I going to do? Well, I was saying, anyway, what am I going to do? Because I wasn't looking at anybody before me. I was just talking to girls. And they were saying how nervous they were. What am I going to do? And where do I stand? Who do I look at? And I didn't know what the setup was at all.
It all falls into place. So
yeah.
Not too bad. You're a singer. Is this a steady number, part-time, or what sort of way do you organize that?
Well, I was in America for a year about 5 months ago, and I sang with a band called Patchwork, and we did country and western. And, I didn't like it really, but I write my own songs, and I just recently made a few demos for the Castlebar Song Contest. And, I sent them in, and they didn't get through, but I'm still hoping to make it as a singer-songwriter.
What appeals to you about that, besides the stardom, the fame, maybe the few bob if you make it? Is it just that you're totally dedicated to songs and singing?
Yeah, singing to me is like, I could sit home all day long and write songs and sing. Well, write songs more than I could sing, because I can't stand listening to myself more than a while, but I love to sing, and I love to write songs. I write songs about people and about things and about feelings, and I really enjoy it.
How many songs would you say you've written to date, or do you keep a number on them?
I don't keep a number on them. I've written a lot of songs that I could send in for competitions, but then I also write songs about people, about friends of mine, and songs that mean something to me, but they don't get anywhere. They wouldn't get anywhere.
So they're personal songs more so than songs that you might put in for competition or whatever. You also enjoy playing the guitar. Can you play it very well, or just sort of barely, or how would you class yourself playing the guitar?
Well, I taught myself, so can take it from there. I only know the basic chords, like G and F and D, and that's how I get about writing my songs.
It helps out.
Yeah.
Radio, there we go. Talented girl, as Martin said. Singer Michelle Costello, contestant number 7 tonight. Thank you very much indeed, Michelle. Now let's meet contestant number 8.
Contestant number 8 is Yvonne Commons. Yvonne is from Ballyfermot. She is a receptionist, and her hobbies include table tennis, reading, swimming, and giving her phone numbers away.
I see. We'll have to see you later on about that, Yvonne. You're a receptionist. What kind of work are you involved in?
It's system building. You know, with a firm called Carroll System Group, and we deal with system buildings and joinery.
You meet many people?
Not very many. It's mostly phone calls.
What's this, by the way, about giving your telephone number away to fellas, and when they ring you up, you say, no, this isn't Yvonne, no, you must have the wrong number.
Well, that would be really only a joke.
It's sort of, God, it's lucky for them, they have it all over, and you still have it all to come.
It's terrible, because you're sitting right there, and everybody's gone before you, you'd wish you'd gone in front of them, you know, they've all been and been back and all, you know, you're still waiting for them.
It's not too bad when you get out here, is it?
Not really, no, I'm used to people, I'm used to working with people.
You're a gents hairstylist, I see here, Miriam. Why gents? Did you choose gents yourself, or is it just sort of you got a job in a gents hairstylist and sort of took it from there? Or would you prefer doing gents hair to ladies?
Well, I started doing unisex, but after a while I gave up the unisex and took a full-time job in gents. Then every job I seemed to apply for after that was gents, so I got used to it, you know. It's not that they're any better than ladies, they're more vain sometimes.
And are you still in your apprenticeship, or are you finished after?
No, I've finished my apprenticeship now. I'm full time.
And who are you working with? Are you working in the city here?
I'm working in Thomas Street in the Como.
Actually, Simon, she's every so often a fella here leaves in his wig for servicing up there.
Not your man, is it?
Yeah, your
is
man.
It him?
John Banks.
Yeah. John Banks.
Him, yeah. Leaves up there for servicing.
There's more hair on a gooseberry, isn't there? Look. He's not a bad looking fella, though. Some of them say he looks like Omar Sharif. You see a man over there? You did his hair, is that right?
I did, yeah.
Was it a hard job?
It wasn't really. It's a good head of hair.
It's a good head of hair. Ah, that's nice to know.
That's not what you said, Simon.
And a tash.
Oh, and a tash. Do you like to see fellas with a tash?
It's okay if you don't have a hangover the first thing Saturday morning.
I don't get that.
Your hand seems to shake when you're using a razor, you know?
Oh, I'm sorry, I get it now, yeah. You might cut somebody's throat or something like that. How about beards? Beards seem to be gone out of fashion completely, or are they?
Well, some of them are. There's still a lot of people with long beards that are going away on holidays and getting them taken down very, very tight. It's a hard job and sometimes takes longer than a haircut, but you get through.
We say now we have a young person maybe here or listening on the radio tonight who might be interested in taking up hairdressing as a career. Any advice you might give to them?
Well, I took a 6-month course with Anko, and I'd recommend it to anyone who would quicken their apprenticeship, really. It wouldn't quicken an awful lot, but it really would help.
And you recommend the Anko course? You think it helped you?
I do, yes. To anyone that's starting off, I would fully recommend it.
And we seem to have a lot of people who dance here in Stouffer's who work in the hairdressing line. Is it a well-paid job?
It's not at first. They kind of put you through a patch where they see if you're going to stick it out, and they really pay you low. But at the end of it, it's worth it because you can make as much money as you like. If the work is there and you want willing to work, you can make the money. You can, yeah.
Your hobbies also include dancing. Do you dance much during the week, Miriam?
I dance 2-3, maybe 4 nights a week. It all depends. The job is hard and I can't really afford to dance many more nights than 3 or 4, you know.
And what do you think of the increase in the drink and everything today? Does that affect you at all?
Not really, no. If I have somebody to buy it, it won't really.
That's a sensible answer anyway. There we go. Ladies and gentlemen, nice talking to you. Miriam Kelly, our final contestant tonight, number 10. Well, there she goes. Well, there we go, ladies and gentlemen. There are the 10 girls who we have for you to meet tonight.
I haven't got a cough.
You haven't got a cough?
I haven't got a cough, but I've got a surprise for you.
You have a surprise
for me? We have a surprise, yeah.
We've got a late entry.
We have a late entry
again
this week. We had a late entry last week as well.
And the week before.
And the week before.
And the week before that.
It wasn't a week before that because that was the first round. We got you there.
Almost.
This is contestant number 11, though, is it?
It is indeed. Miss Julia Carriage, when you're ready. Julia, looks very well, I must say.
Oh, my God. Have I got to interview this thing, have I?
You do.
Oh, my God.
And I dread
to tell you what our hobbies are.
You better tell us, just for the...
Well, I suppose that as you've gathered, it's wrestling, bodybuilding, and muscle training. Oh, Alan Sally. She does hair designing. Just give her the microphone, huh?
Exactly. Tell me this and tell me no more. Sorry, what's your name again?
Julie.
Oh, you shouldn't do things like that. That's terrible. I will. I might see you later. Tell me this and tell me no more. What are you doing with the two wine glasses down your dress down there?
Oh, wine glasses.
We won't say anything else about that. Your hobbies include what, Julie?
I like a bit of that.
Right.
You know that. Truck driving now and again.
Truck driving? Have you ever started a convoy?
I have, yeah. Right on the end of it. It's great.
And what appeals to you about truck driving?
The end part of it.
Don't laugh at you, sorry. All right, were you embarrassed before you came out on stage?
I was scared. Looks at all laughing at me. Don't mind them.
And what other hobbies, what other things do you do in your spare time?
Apart from karate, man. Well, I don't really do much. Or maybe I might sit at home, polish me that mess or something.
And do you work with fellas much?
No, they're no use. Not the fellas in Dublin, anyway.
And what would you say is wrong with them?
Just look at them. Hasn't got the hair count to one size, come to one eye.
And do you not like that hairstyle?
No, could be interesting at all.
What sort of a man, I mean a real man, what kind of a man appeals to you?
Oh, get one of these easy box. No, I really go for hairy chest. Really hairy chest, you know what I mean?
There's two hairs down there in your son.
Thanks.
And tell me this, somebody said you're into, and that was last week, wasn't it? It was in the parish you're jumping last week in gynecology or something like that. Do you go out? Have you got a steady boyfriend?
No. I don't use having a steady boyfriend.
Why not?
You know, you get used to them after a while. Same thing every night.
I beg your pardon? And what would that be now?
You know what I mean.
I don't know, no.
We're on radio.
I'm innocent.
Well, thanks.
And tell me this before you go. Have you entered any other beauty competitions?
I entered the Miss Ireland last year. Same place.
And how did you fare out?
Don't ask me that. Not in front of that many people. Look at them.
Did you meet many fellas at the Miss Ireland competition, I'm sure? Like, you were a contestant, so I'm sure you had lots of fellas chat me up and everything after the competition, had you?
They chased me on disco floor all night.
I don't believe you. What did they do in the country?
Not on the radio, thanks. I can't put on the radio as well.
Are you into fashion? Are you into style? Judging by the dress, I don't think you are, but what sort of fashions are you into? I'm sorry, did I... Listen, I'm sorry.
That won't do.
Listen. Julie, I'm sorry. Julie. Listen, I'm sorry. I'll bring you out tomorrow night. How's that? Are you okay now? Are you all right? All right. Did you enjoy yourself? Now, listen. None of that now. How would you like if I did that to you?
I'd love it.
Well, hold just one. Did you like that?
Thanks.
That does get you going, does it?
Does taste me.
What is it? What does it do to you?
Run shivers up my spine.
You can see all the fellas along the back there, Julie. You see them? All the fellas. Could you pick out one fella that you could spend the rest of your life with?
Yeah, man at the back of the mustache.
What's his name?
Brian.
Oh, your man's a t-shirt, is it?
Yeah, your man.
Do you think he's nice looking?
He's gorgeous.
What do you think of Martin King?
Rubbish. I'll get you after.
And what do you think of John Banks?
Oh, jeez, the collection now.
Does it really affect you like that?
Yeah. The mustache drives me mad.
And how about Neil McAdam?
I'm not really that interested in Neil. He's too young.
Did you go out with him before?
No.
You wouldn't go out with him again, would you? Are you sure you didn't go out with him at all?
I didn't, no, but I'd love to try it. Try it once.
You try it once, and if you like it, you try it again.
Exactly.
And how about me? How am I fixing after the show?
I know, not that bad. That won't do.
Who's your man? The one with the crutch.
He's an awful messer, isn't he?
Exactly.
As I was saying, how am I fixed after the show?
Don't tell him.
But you have a moustache anyway.
Oh, you like a moustache?
That's the star thing.
I'm a moustache.
You've a bit of one there yourself.
I'm a moustache as well, when you look. What's wrong with my moustache?
Apart from the lid, you'd be all right.
You know, you wouldn't be pushed on him.
No. I'd rather do my hair than go out with him.
Did you do your hair?
You've got some jumps to do if you're going to do that hair.
Did you do your hair before you came out tonight?
Yeah, you're right, I did. Cool.
Did you not finish?
What happened?
He's a bit of a smart aleck, isn't he?
Isn't he? Would you like to go over and have a go off him?
I would, yeah, because I do karate.
Well, listen.
Do you think, yeah, huh?
Would you like to... Would you like to go over him and, you know, give him what?
I give him a block kick over the elbow and chop.
Go on over and give him a platter before you go off, because he's annoying me all night, you know that?
You trying to get rid of me or something?
We're not trying to get rid of you, you're just taking up a lot of room there. Look at the bloody size of you, look. Look, look at the legs. Give us a twirl. Give us a twirl. The chair won't move. Get up there and give us a twirl. Show all the fellas what you're made of.
And give it a round tail and kick while you're up there. Come on.
What do you think of him, fellas? Does he stand a chance?
Not a chance.
He does. Julie Carriage. Go on over there and get yourself two glasses of Coke, and thanks very much for entering the competition tonight. Give him or give her.
Give it a round of applause.
Neutral. We have one of them every week, as they say. You get one every week, but adds a little bit of spice to the competition, as they say. We hope you enjoyed our late entry tonight, Miss Julie Carriage. That's her. Martin, you have the results of the competition.
Yes, I do, but before to keep you in tension, I want to remind you of the prizes once again. First prize to Miss Luby for this year will be £1,000 worth of prizes, plus £600 in cash, giving a grand total of £1,600. For the girl who comes second, there will be £500 worth of prizes, plus £300 in cash, giving a total of £800. And finally, for the girl who comes third, there will be £400 worth of prizes, plus £200 in cash. So, to the result.
To the result, Martin. And let's meet the lady, the first lady. Just at this stage, let's remind you that the ladies are not in 1, 2, and 3 order. The girls that we're choosing tonight are all equal, going forward to the semi-final on the 15th of September. And the first lady to get through is contestant number 4, Bernie Vickers. Nice big round of applause for Bernie. There she goes. How about that? There we go. Michael, I'm sure you'll do us a favor, Michael, with a nice bouquet of flowers there. And a bottle of champagne. Nice big birdie. Oh, there we go. The next girl to get through is contestant number 8, Yvonne Cummins. There we go. Do the honors there, Gilbert. Get yourself a kiss. That must be the first one in a few months, is it? And finally, number 9, Sandra Eglinton. There she goes, bouncing onto the stage. Nice big round of applause. And the kiss from Donald Lane, from the top hat, and Donald Leary. They are the three girls that are going forward to the semi-final on the 15th of September as we continue our search for Miss Slippery 1981. Martin.
Hey, don't forget, next week we've got our final qualifying rounds. And let me remind you, girls, if you have entered it before, you can enter again. So next week is your last chance. Congratulations to the 7 other girls. Congratulations to our 3 girls who have gone through to our semi-final. We'll be back next week with our final round. We'll see you then. From Martin King, have a good night.
And once again, many thanks to our 4 judges tonight. A nice round of applause for Donald Bain, Gilbert Hayes, Mike Eastwood, and Carol Doyle.
Oh, and Julie Carriage. Thank you very much. Good night.
There she goes. The three ladies. once again, Sandra Eglinton, Yvonne Cummins, and, of course, Journey Vickers. Congratulations. Nice round of applause. Come on, put your hands together. That's the spirit. Don't forget, back next week as we continue in the final heat of our search from a Snoopy 1981 here at Snoopy's in Fleet Street next Tuesday. Until then, bye-bye now.
Today, that comes with lots of love from your sister Phil.